Cape Talk, a world view with Adam Gilchrist.
And a very good morning to Adam. Adam in the UK, just talking about all the stories that you need to know more about. Adam, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you. Happy new week, Kino.
Indeed. Now, a damaging typhoon, China's death toll from a terrible storm has risen.
Yeah, big storm, and being China, big problems, sort of extra problems, simply because of the number of people affected. So we know that 5 million people in Zhejiang province have been affected by Typhoon Lekima, that around about 1 million people were evacuated, and we know so far the death toll at least hasn't been devastating, but nonetheless that could rise to 32 people have been killed, 16 missing. And the trouble is this typhoon has moved up the coast heading in the direction of Shanghai, not there yet, but obviously that's a major concern. But just one, for instance, that a number of deaths were caused in the city of Wenzhou because landslides blocked a river, and eventually the river found a way, and the way it found was directly to pour into the city of Wenzhou, and therefore it caught everyone on the hop simply because it was coming from the wrong direction. That sort of thing you just cannot legislate for. The power of nature is unleashing at the moment.
Now, moving on to, this story's been trending globally over the weekend. Jeffrey Epstein's suicide. There are questions over the death of this millionaire, or if not billionaire, financier.
Yeah, he had connections. That's one of the things about this. So we know he was found dead in a prison cell in New York. And why was he not on suicide watch? He'd apparently tried to commit suicide only last month. So he was meant to be under full scrutiny and was in, as they call it, a transparent cell, whether that's glass walls or bars, but in other words, easy to keep an eye on, and yet it seems no one did. But given that, therefore, he was about to face this trial for sex trafficking charges, given that he used to have friends in high places, they've all distanced themselves, but still, once upon a time, this guy hung around with Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, plenty of other millionaire and billionaires who used to be at his parties, at which he's accused of introducing women and underage girls. Now, nothing concrete, but even the New York mayor, Bill de Blasio, is saying his death is too convenient, as Mr. de Blasio put it.
Yeah, and how high up does...
How high, indeed.
Exactly. Maybe even the top office in the land. We don't know. One can only but assume. So the Second Amendment trial, the draft American, this, of course, testing the right to bear arms.
Yeah, okay, this guy's gone on trial in the U.S. state of Missouri. Basically, he sparked panic. He walked into a Walmart store, one of the American supermarkets, essentially, heavily armed, wearing body armor, just days after the attack on a Walmart store in Texas when 20 people were murdered by a gunman carrying the same sort of stuff. On this occasion, Dmitry Andreychenko says he just wanted to test the Second Amendment, the famous right to bear arms in public in the Constitution amendment. But even after the mass shooting in El Paso, he felt that, therefore, guns were under attack, and et cetera, et cetera. So Andreychenko walked into this Walmart with two rifles and a handgun, all loaded, wearing a bulletproof vest. He's been charged with making a terrorist threat. He absolutely insists he was merely backing up the U.S. Constitution. Do you know, in most parts of the world, you'd have him down as a daft idiot and he'd be locked up at least for some time. In the American Midwest, we will see.
Yeah, it's a strange little place, that. And then a quick one here. The Royal Air Force.
Yes, that's the way they've gone. Just looking around the world's military, most countries have some sort of tricky rule about who can grow beards and who can't. So in many cases, the army can't, the navy can, but lots of countries have changed. I noticed that South Africa's Defence Forces can indeed grow well-trimmed beards. For the first time, the Royal Air Force has said yes, you can grow well-trimmed beards. Nothing unkempt or wacky, as they put it. So a little goatee, a little hipster thing, a little look. Never before in 101 years of the RAF. And the thought is, well, actually, the reason is that, as with other military, Canada's another one, for instance, they've just gone pro-beard, is that people are actually put off joining or indeed quit because they don't want to have to shave. Shaving makes a chap think twice about a career. So it's very odd. We've gone from pogonophobia, the fear of beards, to xerophobia, the fear of razors. What's going on with young men that they can't actually pick up a razor?
World's going wild, Adam. Thank you for that. That is Adam Gilchrist with the latest stories that you need to know about from around the world. Let's